I've also noticed, you know, how it's hard to separate out what is our group conditioning from past experiences. Some of us had at least marginally hellish experiences in high school, for example, or what our roles as children were. And I think these experiences really have a big influence on how we experience the Sangha. For example, if we have had an intense experience of things being unfair, this is what we will find in the Sangha. If, as in my case, you had the experience of feeling attacked by groups of women, you will have that experience in the Sangha. And you will work it out in the Sangha in the context of hopefully patience and the inevitable mistakes that everybody makes who are just trying to do what we're trying to do. Because I think practicing in a Sangha really touches like a fundamental sense of our trust, very deep. Our trust of ourselves, our trust of other people, trust of who we are, who we think we are, and in our capacity to love or be loved. Which must be why Trungpa apparently made up the mantra, Om Grow Up Swaha, which I've always rather enjoyed. Sangha Ratchita has a quote like that too, I'm trying to scale it down. Anyway, I read somewhere, it said, your madness will follow you into the spiritual life. So whatever habits we have of moving away from connecting with people or with ourselves, they arise in the Sangha, and hopefully we will be able to see this clearly, at least at some point. Perhaps a kind person will kindly point it out to us. So part of what the Sangha does, what our friends in the Sangha, and everyone in the Sangha is our friend, whether they like us or not, is to let us project some of the confusion of our inner life, of our habits, many of which we are not aware of, onto it, and see what happens. So Rumi says, your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself you have built against it. So, God, I wasn't really planning on getting all choked up in this talk, but there you go. This is why I became interested in Buddhism. To find these barriers. God. It'll be over soon. I tell myself. So this is basically why I became interested in Buddhism, to find these barriers within myself, and I am still finding them.